It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by Gonzales Painters and Contractors. Voted best painters in the Triangle by Indie Week and featuring a 4.9-star Google rating, Gonzales Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We're joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. Mark, how's it going?
Andrew's going pretty well.
Hope you're having a pleasant day up there in Hillsborough, because it's been pretty beautiful down here in Chapel Hill most of the day.
Yes, I would like to spend more time outside today than I have.
Yeah, I definitely know that feeling. Speaking of how you're spending your time, I wanted to make sure we got a check in on the Hillsborough Climate Challenge, as I believe it'll be coming to a conclusion before we talk again.
Right. So we're in the final week of the challenge. And since we last talked, there's been a lot of really cool stuff going on. We talked about the Hillsborough Comprehensive Sustainability Plan. We talked about how to decrease your home's carbon footprint with a representative from Habitat of Orange County. Shopped climate-friendly products at Weaver Street. We had a climate talk with Dr. Donald Nannouni about food activism and sustainability and climate change. We had an electronic car vehicle expo. We had about 20 different cars there, and that was pretty cool. We had a forest walk and talk at Ramble Real Farm, also hosted by the Tree Board, the Master Gardeners of Orange County, and Farmer Food Share. We had a really cool demonstration on Sunday about pollinators. We have a bee hotel in Gold Park, and so we had somebody from the local association about beekeeping, the Ag Center, and Orange County Master Gardeners were there. And today's talk is about earth-friendly burials. And so we have two different companies who offer green burial solutions who will come out and talk. And then by the end of the week, we'll have several more events. I won't go down the list, but we will have a kickoff, a celebration at Blackwood Farm Park on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. And we'll have prizes for people who have visited the most events over the course of the event. We'll have demonstrations from Weaver Street, and we'll have another EV car show. We'll have live music. And then I will be exhibiting electronic lawn care equipment. So weed eaters, leaf blowers, mowers, things like that that run on electricity rather than gas. So it'll be a good time.
As always, it's an impressive lineup there, and we'll definitely revisit this again after the conclusion of the entire event. But I kind of wanted to ask you while we're in it, what is one event that you've been to so far, or one, not necessarily event, but one kind of stamp on the passport that has particularly stood out for you?
Well, it's a little self-interested. But the Hillsborough Comprehensive Sustainability Plan, we had Stephanie Trueblood, who is our public space and sustainability manager, come and talk for an hour and a half. And I knew going into that talk that it would be captivating, really, to learn about how Hillsborough put together its sustainability plan and everything it entails and how it drives our work going forward. And it was just very interesting.
And my follow-up question to that for Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell, as a general program, as we're nearing the end of it, what's been most impactful to you just as, you know, kind of looking at this program of events and this format and this way of engaging the community?
So it's really how so many people came to the events not really kind of knowing what they would get out of it and then walking away with all kinds of new ideas about how people in the community can be aware of climate change and things they can do and resources they can call upon. So how the citizens were just kind of organically engaged and I think elevated in terms of their awareness of what the problems are and what the solutions are. So that was really neat to see that.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell, and we are coming up on your very first State of the Town address. So I'm wondering, first of all, just as a human being who has a speech coming up, how are you doing with that?
It's good. This will be my first time. So after almost 17 years of nonstop work in the community, this will be the first time where I will be the only one talking. And I'm supposed to represent all that is going on in Hillsborough in, you know, 20 to 30 minutes and highlight the good things and be honest about what the challenges are as well. So it's been a very interesting process, a lot of background support from town staff. I've asked a lot of questions about various aspects of town operations. We have a community survey that's about to be published. So we have, I think it's 450 or so responses to that survey. So that's helped inform kind of what I think the talking points are for that State of the Town address. And then I'm also going to highlight four different community organizations or efforts and talk about them and how they really represent what is cool and great and engaging about living in Hillsborough.
Outstanding. I think that happens before we talk again also, so we'll have a lot to look back on the next time we visit. Speaking of a lot to look back on, I saw on the town website that a longtime town employee is retiring. Wonder if you could talk a little bit about David Moore.
Sure. Yeah. David Moore is our safety and risk manager for the town. He's held other jobs over his 24 years, but his nickname is Tiny. And it's funny because he's not a tiny person. So Tiny's done a lot of stuff in 24 years of service to the town. So he's just really well liked and well regarded. And so that'll be a joyful occasion to celebrate Tiny's retirement.
I feel like I've heard a version of this story a few times since I've been working in this job. People like working for the town of Hillsborough, it seems like. They'll stay there a long time.
Yeah, we have quite a few people who've been here over 20 years. So, yeah, I think that's one of the kind of neat things about Hillsborough being a small-ish town. We're not a small town like we used to be. We're still small-ish, and that is staff get the opportunity to engage meaningfully with citizens and with other staff and elected officials that I think in a larger town is just more difficult to do. There's just too much to keep up with. So in a small or smallish town, you can still do that. So I think that attracts people who want to work in the government sector, local government sector, to do that and stay for a long time.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. We got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that we haven't gotten to yet?
No, just that the weather is great. There's a lot going on in Hillsborough. So I routinely see my friends from Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County out and about around town. It happens on a regular basis. So I know people like to visit Hillsborough. So y'all come on up to Hillsborough. Check us out.
Great stuff as always, Mark. Thanks. And we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.